I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married.
This is the Annie Fry
so
Show.
If there were truly materials of this classification level, and it's been publicly reported elsewhere that there were materials related to nuclear programs, for example, if there was that sensitive level of information being held, why did Justice Department officials wait 18 months after the end of the Trump presidency? What changed that made this immediate?
I don't know, but if the Trump people represented that they provided all the classified or national security information and didn't, that's a serious problem. And I can tell you, anyone in the intelligence community that had documents like that marked top secret SCI in their residence after authorities went to them, they would be under serious investigation.
So Adam Schiff answering a question from CBS's Margaret Brennan saying, why did it take so long for them to go after these incredibly important secret documents? And that's a non-answer from Congressman Schiff. The thing, a lot of people are talking about that clip. A lot of people are weighing in on it. Was this important then, or did it just become important now? What's with that time gap? I think that's an important question that needs an actual real answer. But I want to talk about something else that she said, that Margaret Brennan said there in that CBS interview. She refers to the idea that he had nuclear classified information. And the phrase, it's been publicly reported elsewhere. For me, that's the baseline of how all of these other hoaxes, and they have been hoaxes, when it comes to what President Trump had to deal with in the first campaign, the Russia collusion story, completely fabricated. Not only a made-up story, but it was made up by his political opponent. That's a huge problem to understand that the way the entire Russia collusion story, like this is a very key issue that people like you and me need to be laser focused on, which is where is the truth? What is the actual evidence that exists that could give the FBI just cause to go into Mar-a-Lago and raid the home? What is real? There's nothing wrong with taking what we know and then formulating an opinion on it. But the key here is you have to take what you know. And what we do these days is spend a whole lot of time taking what we've heard and formulating an opinion on it. And in a world where there's a huge industry, of which I am a part of, discussing these things, putting together the pieces so that we can try to understand what's going on in the world. If you don't dig deep enough to know what's true and what's not true, and you're basing your perspective on what happens next on the phrase, it's been publicly reported elsewhere. Well, that's how we got Russia collusion. They impeached Trump over that. The president of the United States was impeached by Adam Schiff, who can make a blanket statement such as, well, anybody who has classified documents that could be a danger to the national security of the country, that should be looked into. Well, yeah, duh. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. We just don't trust you and your merry men to actually do that in a way that is fair to the president of the United States, but even more so to people like us. Donald Trump has said it before. I think it bears repeating again. They're not after him. They're after you. If you look at the vote totals, the on-paper vote totals of 2020 presidential election numbers, 75 million people wanted Donald Trump to be the president of the United States. That's more than wanted him to be the president in 2016. In the midst of lies and deceit, with people like Adam Schiff and all of the people who are so invested and dedicated to protecting themselves and their positions of power, who worked tirelessly from before the time Donald Trump was elected president in 2016 through this point in time, August 15th, 2022, the entire time, Donald Trump has had, is like 94% negative coverage by the media. He's had to be constantly poked and stung and agitated and clawed and scraped by the media trying to get to him so they can show the whole world, look, you see what we've been telling you this man is? Now you can finally see for yourself. We are in that same point in time on this timeline that we've been so many times before. If you're an objective person and you're looking at this scenario, and I would say it would be of anybody who would be raided by the FBI. Is it possible he did something wrong? It has to be possible. It's possible anybody did anything wrong. But are you going to buy into that? And the only way that you can make that decision for yourself is if you dig and you dig and you dig and you dig and you just try to find out what the truth and facts are. And it's impossible to do that because that's not presented to the American people. You get the opinions, you get the thoughts of an individual mind that's in many cases on both sides of the aisle part of a bigger hive mind who's going to come out and throw punches and call names to the people on the other side. And then we all end up exactly where we started, which is on the opposite sides of the room. And when we're on the opposite sides of the room, they can appropriate you for votes. It doesn't matter if we hate each other. It just matters if they get their corner to have more people in it than the other side. Having an end goal of a room of people who are staunchly standing in their quarters, having the end goal be to where these people mix together and blend together and have a great time, all intermingling, even though they still have the same thoughts on policies and still have the same thoughts on personalities and politics. If we all start mingling together and having conversations that prioritize one another over our political party, all of a sudden, we've sucked every ounce of air out of the room, the stuffy room that they're existing in, just waiting for the division to reach peak level right around Election Day. And the way you do that is you just throw everything up in the air. It's been publicly reported elsewhere that Donald Trump has the nuclear codes. There's a lot of things that have been reported elsewhere. And I guess if that's your standard for journalism today, there's really nothing that's off limits. The way that the entire Russia collusion story got the legs that it needed was Christopher Steele, who created the dossier that smeared Donald Trump with a bunch of lies. None of that was corroborated or proven true. In fact, it was proven to be made up by Christopher Steele and paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's crazy stuff. That's crazy, crazy stuff. It's so crazy to think that there was a political campaign who paid to have a fake story created, and then the media globbed onto it like a parasite to suck the life out of it until there was nothing left right before an election happened. And then, fast forward 4 years later, Hunter Biden's laptop, which is actually real information that he left off at a MacBook repair store with a bunch of salacious things on it, but most of which is adherent to what the American people's interest should be in, is his nefarious relationships with foreign countries that he was trading on the power of his dad, who was the vice president of the United States of America at the time, and then also a potential candidate for president in a coming election. That was all real. And if you talked about it, you got banned. That's tyrannical crap, people. Bottom line, that is fascism. Because the people who have the power, be it in the government, be it in the media, the people who don't not just control the actual power structure, the people who've been elected into these positions, especially appointed into bureaucratic positions, then they own the message. And, you know, people always want to call the right fascists. You have to control. You have to have a state run, a state approved messaging system in order to employ fascism on people. You absolutely cannot have a First Amendment in full flex with people running around saying all the things they believe and think all the time. You can't do that and employ fascism in a country like the United States when you have 330 million people in it. It's not possible. The number one thing you have to do is learn to control the message and control the way people receive the message. And then you have to control the way they communicate the message. You think the media is in the lap of the fascist Donald Trump Republican Party? I know. Stop laughing. You think Donald Trump is able to control the message and the narrative? The only way that you could argue that he controls the message is by saying if he wants it to be red, he should come out and say it should be blue. And that's how he gets it to be red. Donald Trump could reverse psychology himself into getting the narrative to potentially be what he wants it to be, but that's the only way it could possibly happen. I was just listening to a report on Fox News earlier today. And apparently the second dude, Mr. Emhoff, Kamala Harris's husband, was at Whole Foods in Brentwood. Hannah, did you hear this story?
I did not.
His entourage, his detail, parked in all the handicapped spaces while he was inside Whole Foods shopping. You think that the Trump family, you think if anybody whose last name Trump had to go into a grocery store, why is he in the grocery store anyway with the detail?
Good question.
Instacart. Make it happen. You think if the Trump family goes and takes up even the space next to the handicap spaces, that they're not going to be second,
they
third
would
story
be
on national news?
Blasted.
Yeah.
And people wouldn't forget about it either.
Photographs of big black SUVs. I wonder if they're all driving electric vehicles in California. I hope they are. Showing them taking up all of these handicap spots at Whole Foods. If you're the person running the fascist government, you get to decide whether or not that's a story. You get to decide whether or not that's something that the American people are going to consume. And the most important part is controlling how they feel about it. The people who have controlled the narrative, whether it be from the Oval Office, whether it be from bureaucracy, bloated bureaucracy, government that is on steroids throughout Washington, D.C., has rooted itself deep in the state of Illinois. People in Jefferson City and Missouri have fought very hard to keep that out of the state of Missouri. The places where government has run amok even at the local state levels, have been able to employ across the board messengers, soldiers that are out to win the battle with words, to keep you from saying the things that they don't want you to say, and even better, encouraging you to say things that they can then use to criticize your very existence. If you flip on MSNBC, if you flip on CNN, if you were to look at a slide deck from a college campus, if you were to be looking into the entertainment industry and you were to show a white guy in a ball cap that has an American flag across the top, maybe camo pants, maybe cargo khaki pants, and a belt, tucked in shirt, kind of muscular. Maybe it's a guy who just got done serving in the military. He's 32 years old, and he's standing out in front of his farm with a hunting rifle. Does that scare you, or does that make you proud to be an American? That illustration that I've just created in your mind of a white dude who served his country, wants to come back and have a piece of land that's all his own, to protect it with the Second Amendment, to provide for himself, to not ask from other people. That's a scary depiction for some people in this country. That's what fascism does. It controls the narrative so that once they can paint that picture in your mind and make that guy the scary guy, that's a lot of power. That is an incredible amount of power, because then you control the group think of millions of people. And that's playing on emotions. That's playing on personal sensitivities. And when you get people thinking with their emotions more than thinking with their sensibilities and their brain, you can push them into the corner of the room to vote the way you want. Let it kind of ride out for a couple months after you get reelected. And if you're in a 2-year cycle, man, you got about 6 months in office before you have to start it all over again. In the midst of everything we're hearing about Donald Trump, I certainly have my conclusions and my thoughts and opinions about where this came from, the legitimacy of the whole process. But I think it's important that we wait and call scoreboard. I'm not going to dance on anybody's grave right now. I'm not going to sulk and say, oh my gosh, America First is over. Because America First has always been bigger than Donald Trump. He created a monster that they cannot contain. It's the scariest part of this whole thing for them. I don't know what's going to happen next. 1 week later, I have more questions than I had after we found out that it happened. Every piece of information that bubbles up, it develops more questions in my mind with zero answers. So here's a question I have for you, and you can vote for it. Vote on it in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Do you believe it's possible that the FBI had just cause to raid President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home? Do you believe it's possible that the FBI had just cause to raid President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home? You have three options. Yes, likely. Yes, but not likely. Or no, not possible. I can't wait to hear what you think about this as well. So leave the comments in the live chat if you so choose. You don't have to do that to participate. You can just go vote, and I never see who votes what. It's anonymous. I almost said unanimous. Not usually unanimous. It's anonymous. So if you want to go cast your vote and not comment, that's totally fine. But if you do want to be potentially involved in the conversation at 2:45 when Hannah gives us the results, leave a comment and we will watch them as they come in. Stick around in the 12:45 segment here. We're bumping Wiggins America 1 hour later so we can speak with Steve Cortez. He's a former Trump campaign operative. He also writes a Substack, and he's also talking to us about Darren Bailey in that Illinois governor race. Stephen Moore at 105 and Kathy Salvi at 125. She's running to take Tammy Duckworth out of the Senate. We're going to find out more about her in the 1 o'clock hour. Back in a minute. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!